Alex? Oh, I think you're frozen.
And that's why it's crucial that we make...
Eh, that sounded important.
Because if we don't act now...
We've lost him.
Bring it in to work call interruptions with EE Wi-Fi Enhancer. More work from homers are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest growing broadband provider.
And he's back.
So I hope that was all clear.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
It's 1976, and one band is about to break down, break up, or break through. Stereophonic, the record-breaking play, is now on stage in London. Featuring original music by former Arcade Fire member Will Butler. Variety hails it as theatrical solid gold. Stereophonic at the Duke of York's Theatre. But now at stereophonicplay.co.uk.
Radio X. News update next.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas Tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Just after 7 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, the Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, is going to commit £14.2 billion to build the new Sizewell C nuclear plant in Suffolk. She'll confirm the funding later. That's ahead of a long-awaited spending review tomorrow. The site, which was chosen in 2010, will not be in operation, though, until at least 2033. In other news, another 2,000 National Guard troops and 700 Marines are being sent to control protests in Los Angeles. Authorities in California are opposed to the deployment. They've filed a lawsuit now against the Trump administration. Demonstrations against an immigration crackdown have continued for a fourth day. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass had this message for the White House.
I would say give the power back to our governor. And if we need the National Guard, we can do it in their normal circumstances, which is the request is made local and the governor decides or not to grant that to our city.
We found South American gangs are dropping millions of pounds worth of drugs into the English Channel. More than 200 million pounds of cocaine was found in waterproof bags there last year, left for British criminals to then pick up. And there's calls for dads to be offered 6 weeks of paternity leave on near full pay. A report by a group of MPs says the system needs changing to fit in with the reality of working parents' lives. The government's previously promised to review the rules.
Can I just ask you a question about the top story?
Yeah.
Which is very serious because it's about the riots in LA, the people...
Oh, that way, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So there's rioting in LA.
Yeah.
The government has stepped in.
Yes.
Then the local council, for want of a phrase, in LA is now suing the government for getting involved.
Yes. Yes.
Good luck with all of that.
Sport.
Wales have ended their unbeaten start to World Cup qualifying, losing 4-3 to Belgium. It was a friendly for Scotland as well last night. They beat Liechtenstein 4-0. England manager Thomas Tuchel admits he will rotate his side for their friendly against Senegal tonight. Bukayo Saka looks set to feature for the first time under Tuchel, while Ivan Toney could make his first England appearance since the Euros final last summer. Tuchel says he's been impressed with the striker.
He's a goal scorer. He's a player that loves to play in and around the opponent's box and preferably in the box with one or two touches to finish the attacks off. Let's see what the game brings. Let's see what the demands are. But he has every chance to play.
Were you laughing at touches in the box? Northern Ireland have their
play
final...
Play it again. It's the way he goes, box, and then he goes, touches.
He's a goal scorer. He's a player that loves to play in and around the opponent's box, and preferably in the box, with one or two touches.
Thomas Tuchel. Northern Ireland have their final friendly before starting World Cup qualifying when they host Iceland tonight. They kick off their bid to make the 2026 tournament with a doubleheader against Luxembourg and then Germany in September.
I used to live in Luxembourg.
You did?
Yeah, that's it.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
A bit of light rain around in the south of the UK this morning. That will clear away later, leaving a warm and humid day. Temperatures up to around 23 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Anita has just messaged in, but with the delay with people listening, if Anita's listening on FM, it's instant. If she's listening on Alexa or Global Player, there's like often a 30-second delay. So she's texting, Chris, great episode of the Newsagents last night discussing this. Now either that is sport, the LA riots, Boy George.
Yeah.
Or the fact that I can smell apple crumble and custard in the studio.
Yeah. It's not Thomas Tuchel talking about box touching, is it? I don't think.
It must be that, actually. Yeah.
This probably it right is now. Radio X.
From Global.
Anita, if you could confirm which one of those the news agents were discussing last night, that would be great. I mean, I'll take a guess. I'll probably be right.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio
Good morning, and welcome to the show.
Hey.
Here we go. We've been here almost 10 years.
I know.
10 years, man.
September it will be.
Crazy. We've done this show longer than we did the old breakfast show.
I know.
That's crazy.
Crazy, crazy.
How long have you worked on the show, James? Half an hour?
8 years.
Wow.
8 years. 8 years.
Yeah.
That's mad, isn't it?
In August, 10 years ago, I moved to London.
You've lasted longer than lasted longer working with me than Matt Fincham.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
And that
is it? I don't know.
That is a claim to fame. Yeah.
I mean, if it was last time then, Matt, then you're in serious trouble.
Never met him.
Yeah.
Nice fella.
If you want to know, it's like just watch the movie Arthur Christmas.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a biography, really.
Because he looks like him.
Yeah. It's a documentary about his life.
It's flown.
I know. It's amazing, actually.
We had a big meeting yesterday with Matt Deverson, the boss send.
Yeah, we did.
He's getting very good at these meetings now.
He's slick now, isn't he?
Do you know, I'm going to say something nice now.
Right.
And I hope this comes out the wrong way. But he's starting to look and act like an actual boss now. do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Whereas before, he just looked like a man who didn't know what he was doing. Like a fish out of water. Whereas now...
Yeah. He's impressive, isn't he?
There is a compliment in there.
There is a hidden away in there, but there is.
My name is Matt Deverson. I am the boss. I did a meeting yesterday and I did big meeting. And I was great. Bye, send.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
There you go. He did Matt Deverson, our boss, did big meeting yesterday.
Yeah.
And he was very good. And then who else stood up?
Dan.
Yeah, Dan stood up, said a load of stuff. Nobody really understood what he said, and then he sat back down again.
No, you didn't understand that.
Dominic and I were discussing this.
I didn't get all of it. I got the absolute gist of what he was saying, which is very important, actually. But there was one.
It was this, right? This, down 5%. Since this, up 5%. Mm. But the two are not connected.
Well, they are.
But that point of what he was saying was they're not.
No, but they are.
I think it's when he said...
No, I know that.
This is 12%. That'll soon be 1%.
Yep. He said, if you look at this, it's 6. Look at the numbers. And it was like 6, 10, 12, 5. And he goes, and over time, we think those numbers will drop dramatically.
And the bonus ball is...
And I'm like, I don't know what those numbers mean in the first place.
I can
is that bad if they drop? Because it sounds bad, I'm just going to say. And then within 2 minutes, he was sat back down again.
Do you know how I could tell you weren't following it? And I wasn't following all of it. Is that when you're in a meeting, if you don't follow something, I've noticed what you...
No.
So you were sat just in front of me.
Yeah. You know why? Because you and Captain didn't save me and James' seat.
I know we did. Well, we did save your seat, but it was in front of us as a
Next to John Kennedy, very happy to see.
Lovely to see John Kennedy. So there was a bit of the presentation which I didn't fully understand and I didn't think you did. And you do this thing in meetings, I've noticed, if you don't understand, you do this. You start nodding. You were nodding all the way through that presentation.
Was I?
Yeah. And I thought, you're not getting this.
Do you know, I'm going to be honest with you. And I know that these people might be listening.
Mm.
sometimes, right? Because it's a small room we're in yesterday for that meeting.
Yes, it was, yeah.
I needed to yawn a good few times.
Well, it was very warm in there as well.
So, I've mastered pretty much the art of yawning with my mouth closed.
Yeah.
But I think I need to nod my head.
Is that what you'd... Oh, okay.
Yeah, otherwise, because otherwise it looks like I'm eating myself. Because right, I'll just okay. go... like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you can always tell when I'm bored in one of these meetings at work because I get my Snapchat out and start doing filter photos.
Oh, well, there is that, obviously. That's the more obvious side.
Which I did on Captain Crackbeard yesterday within 6 seconds of the meeting starting. Yeah.
Well, that's what I wanted to say. As soon as you got your Snapchat out, I was like, oh, you are not paying attention.
No, but I am paying attention. I just can't sit still.
He showed us an awesome video of all the stuff we've done recently. It was amazing.
Oh, Radio X is bloody great.
It is.
We just need everyone else to realise it.
But yeah.
Did you want to say something, James? You felt like you looked like...
No, I thought it was a good meeting.
It was.
Oh, Josh and Martin also spoke. They were good.
Yeah, Martin kept saying the phrase that I didn't know what he was talking about.
Oh, he kept... Now, was it...
He kept saying something like...
It wasn't TSB, was it? It was something like that.
The SEC on this is
SEO?
Is really
SEO,
good.
Yeah.
SEO, search engine optimization.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what that means because I've had sex.
Everyone knows what that is.
No, I didn't.
Did you know what SEO was?
Yeah, it's something to do with the internet, isn't it?
But did you know what it meant?
Yeah, I knew it was search engine something. How do you get the best out of using Google? Well, how does radio work?
So he knows, I don't know. I've had sex, he's Captain Crabbit. Exactly. Do I need to, really?
No further questions, you're a witness.
Tie all the dots together.
Yeah, no, I'm the same. And he's saying SEO, I thought,
I kept saying it, and I'm like, I don't know what you're on about.
SEO, yeah, it's important. You need it for your shop.
And then someone else stood up and talked to us about some new colours they have in their colouring box.
Mm. And, yeah, stickers.
Yeah, we're getting some new stuff.
But we're not.
Well, we are.
It's not for us.
Yeah, we will be.
No, but what am I going to do with that? It's not physical
stickers. Not for you.
No.
He didn't mean stickers.
This guy stands up and he basically goes like this. Oh, we bought a new colouring box.
Yeah.
And it's got, like, different greens in it.
Are we not getting actual stickers then?
No.
Stickers. Oh, what a
shame. Did you think they're actual stickers?
Oh, I didn't actually, but it would be quite nice to get them.
Hey. I am Matt Deverson. Hold the stop the phone. I thought we were getting stickers. I signed off on Radio X stickers. I also signed off on a Radio X parka that is actually a poncho.
Yeah, which are really cool.
I want stickers. Get me stickers, James. Send.
Sex.
I was reading somebody just texted me sex. This is Matt Deverson. I did not say sex.
You can't sign off your emails like that.
I am Matt Deverson. Sex. Brackets, God. Close brackets. Send. What?
Simon and Saffron Weldon. Woman started snoring in our fire training yesterday.
Oh, that's not
coming
up, the alarm.
More Tuesday chatting and tunes on this excellent radio channel, Radio X.
Sex.
Six guesses so far and no correct answers.
No.
Will you guess the correct answer to unlock the £25,000 box?
Me, no.
Plus, karma, come and join in with the Chris Moyle Show fun when we talk to Boy George after 8.
Yeah, like
it's all happening right here on the one and only Chris Moyle Show.
Hello, you're welcome.
Radio X.
And let's play some music. I'm going to play this for you.
I'm Dominic Boobs.
You're welcome. It's 7:13, Tuesday morning. Start the story again.
City dweller, successful fella. Thought to himself, oops, I've got a lot of money. Caught in a rat race, terminally. I'm a professional cynic, but my heart's not in it. I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. Caught in a century's anxiety. Yes, it plays on him. Country. Watching afternoon repeats in the 38s in the country. He takes a manner of pills and piles a manner of spells in the country. Oh, it's like a an animal farm. That's a rural charm in the country. He's got morning glory and life's a different story. Everything's going Jack and Jory. Touch with his own mortality. He's reading balls and looking down closer. It's a helping hand that makes you feel blind. Blind. Oh, it's a century's remedy. But the thing that haunts Star Trek symbol lives in a house, a baby house in the country. He's got a fog in his chest, so he needs a lot of rest in the country. He doesn't drink, smoke, laugh, takes herbal baths in the country. Says she comes to no harm on the animal farm in the country. In the country. In the country.
Boy George, if he backed Boy George in the 8:30 at Windsor last night, yeah, Mark, I will.
Yeah.
Dominic mentioned that, but yes, I will. Oh, lovely fade there. I will get into that. And also, do you know I'm going to play two in a row?
Go on then.
Just to keep Matt Deverson sex happy. From Blur to Mumford & Sons.
Oh. Don't you miss the breathlessness.
You're welcome.
The wildness in the eye. Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams under street light spell. A truth no one can tell. And I was still a secret to myself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart to the end. Get my head out of the ground. Time don't let us down again. Take me back to when
to yourself. There's madness and magic in the rain. There's beauty in the pain. Don't lie to yourself. Harsh. There's something we might miss. A whole life in a glimpse. We're all still working it out. Time don't let us down again. 'Cause I won't wait. Get my head out of the ground. Time don't let us down.
We're good man in the morning. Don't even need to write words, do they? What a doddle. Easy gig. Mumford & Sons, it's a brilliant song, Rush From Here, before that Blur's Country House. This is Radio X, I'm Chris Miles. We'll be right back.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Tic Tac gets it. Being stuck in traffic is a massive pain. But at least you've got a seat. That's nice, isn't it? Having a seat is fantastic. Is anything better than getting one? I mean, maybe there is, but it's definitely not standing in a really long queue on the M1. So feel that seat under your bottom.
Ooh.
And enjoy it. Ah, Tic Tac. Refresh your perspective.
I know what I like to invest in. That's why I choose eToro. With over 7,000 assets, I can invest in big global British stocks.
Wait, what?
Big global stocks. Big global stocks.
Trade everything, from local brands to global giants. Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today. eToro is a multi-asset investment platform. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
Pets Club prices have landed at Pets at Home. And for a limited time only, everyone can enjoy our huge range of savings across all your pets' favourites. That's food, toys, bedding and TREATS. All at lower irresistible prices. Find the tag and fetch the savings in-store, online or via the app today. Pets at Home. We're all for pets. Pets Club prices available to all customers until the 8th of October 2025, after which you must be a Pets Club member to redeem. Selected products and services, T's and C's apply.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
B&Q and TradePoint's Big You Can Do It sale is back. Save big with loads of unmissable summer deals in-store and online. You can do it when you B&Q it. Ends 1st of July.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
Look at you. The future is unpredictable at times. But the Open University are the experts in distance learning, allowing you to fit study around your life. What's more, you'll have support from dedicated tutors every step of the way. Now, suddenly your possibilities are open. Search the Open University to find out more. The Open University, the future is open.
Chris Miles Show.
Broadcasting across the United Kingdom and the world.
Okay, where's his package, James?
Downstairs.
My package is downstairs.
Dominic just asked James to check his package.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got another package coming.
And I said yes.
Yeah, you did.
I'm trying to do it now.
You said yes very quickly, actually.
Yeah.
Well, you're the perfect height.
And thank you.
Yeah.
Don't even need to look up.
That's it.
Straight ahead.
To do that from the mail.
The package is downstairs.
The what?
It's downstairs.
Dom's package is downstairs.
Yes. Right.
Well, of course it is.
Of course it is. Duh.
Duh.
Hello.
Can I read out some text messages? Because yeah. I didn't get time earlier.
We've been sent some very funny texts.
I know. Chris, I'm seeing you on Saturday in Cambridge. Just wondered if you wanted to share a cheeky sausage, says Scotty.
Mm.
Well, that's right. I am DJing at the Sausage and Cider Festival.
Yes.
You can get your own sausage, of course, but if you want to share one with me, unfortunately, I'll be sharing my sausage on Saturday night with a man and two ladies.
That's right.
I'm going to be sharing my sausage with Dominic.
That's it.
His wife, old Mavis.
Yeah, Lucy.
And
that started.
A woman called Pippa that used to work on our show.
Called?
Mm-hmm.
Pippa.
Yeah.
Mrs. Judas.
That'd be nice to see Pip.
Dave from Derby says, you've got boy George on the show today. Yes, we do, Dave. After about 9:30 this morning, does that mean that your girlfriend Tiff is also coming in? No, unfortunately not. She was, and now she can't make it on account that she doesn't want to see me.
Yeah.
She can't see me work because then, you know, she can't whinge and moan about how easy my job is compared to hers. She actually has to sit here and see me press all the buttons and do it and
yeah.
spin 19 plates, which is what you do when you do a live radio show like this and all that. She literally thinks my job is a doddle.
Mm.
Bearing in mind, she's asleep for the, you know, when I get up and come into work really early and this, that and the other. So, God forbid, I switch the iPad on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon while she's in the kitchen doing emails. And the look she gives me is just disgust.
That said, morning, Tiff.
Morning.
Oh, that said, I love her very much.
Absolutely.
She's the my future, my everything.
Yeah.
Somebody's telling me that Pasha is pronounced like gotcha. So there you go. Because we were talking about Boy George DJing at Pasha.
Well, Pacha.
Yeah, even though everybody calls Pasha.
Yeah, it's spelled like that, but it's not, you don't say it like
I met Boy George after Moulin Rouge. He spent ages with his fans. I've chased him around the UK for years. I'm so glad I finally met him. Lovely, lovely. Apple crumble. James smells like apple crumble. Lots of good text today. Thanks very much. I'll read the rest later, but now I'm going to play a song. Oh, if you just switched on and you haven't heard the news, James Robinson's aftershave makes him smell of apple crumble.
Yeah,
you've got it, say.
Yeah, no, you haven't. It's absolutely right. Start sniffing him now during Razor Light.
You're an emotional wreck. You don't know who you are. You never say what you need. And you keep your mouth shut and your night stays still. And then you come and call on me. You say, I just can't help myself. I really, really wish I could be somewhere else. Exactly what I'd lost. But now I just can't help myself. Walked on by. I was catching the sparks that flew from your heels, trying to catch your eye, but that was somewhere else. Somewhere else. I really, really wish I could be
is listening to the show this morning. Hello. Hi, Angel Face.
Morning, Tiff.
Morning, Tiff.
Hey, yep, she's listening to the show, but she's not coming in today because she can't see how hard I work.
Right, okay.
Because she thinks my job is easy.
Which doesn't bother you, obviously. That's fine.
No.
That's absolutely fine.
What time's your show? Do you have to get up early? What time do you go to bed? Do you have to, like, prepare everything the day before?
Oh, God.
Are they Tiff's questions?
No.
Oh, okay.
Although, was it Tiff? I think it was Tiff who thought the Saturday show finished at 10, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In the morning.
Because we finish at 10 Monday to Friday.
Right, yeah.
And then the Saturday show finishes at 11, because it's 8 till 11.
Yeah, which is fair enough. Easy mistake, actually.
Well, did he hear that? Did he hear the interview with so-and-so? No. What time were they on? 9:30. 9:30?
You finish at 10 on a Saturday.
So I do not finish at 10. I don't know that. Oh, she says, morning, Dom and James.
Oh, thanks.
With morning, three little love hearts.
Oh, thanks, Tiff. Straight back at you.
What do I get? I've got, I'm listening.
Right.
Oh, no, there you go. Yeah, she said, morning, love you too.
Okay. Yeah, that's
fine.
Nice.
That's fine.
That's
right.
All is good.
£25,000 up for grabs.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Here's your qualifying question. Deal or No Deal is a TV game show which has what colour boxes? Deal or No Deal is a TV game show with what colour boxes? If you would like to play today for your chance to win £1,000 just for getting on the air to play the game, I'll guarantee you £1,000. And then if you get it right, you win £25,000. You have to guess the correct Radio X artist. Okay? That's it. So, yeah, it's not easy. But whoever wins, it'll be a guess. At this point, it's an absolute fluke.
Hmm.
But, like, what are some of the names that have been said so far? I'm afraid I can't help you with any of those.
Skunk and Nancy.
Sorry about that.
Nothing But Thieves.
Sorry.
Muse.
Sorry.
Stereophonics.
Sorry.
Oasis.
And then yesterday was The Clash.
Yeah.
But all of them have been wrong. So if you're thinking of an artist that we play on Radio X and it's not been said yet, then you should text up this morning. Because we pick the caller totally at random, and if it's you, you get £1,000 just for coming on the air to have a guess, and it's £25,000 if you win £25,000. So, I want a text from you that starts with the word box and then the answer to this question. So, I just want to see on the text, and it's text, not WhatsApp, it's text. The word box and then the answer. Deal or No Deal is a TV game show which has what colour boxes? So you write box and you write the colour, you send it to 83936. Tax costs £2 plus your standard network rate. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock this morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play the game. The full terms and conditions are at radiox.co.uk. That's where you can also do online entry if your phone doesn't do short code text messages or it's a work phone or something.
Yeah.
Text, not WhatsApp. Oh, my God. People go, what, I WhatsApp you? No, you text.
No.
Text the word box, followed by your answer, 83936. We'll close the lines in 26 minutes.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Matter, we get matter, we get back.
Go on, Dom.
Everyone's WhatsApping now.
I know, I just heard.
Come on,
how
guys.
Many times do I say it has to be a text and not a WhatsApp?
Someone's WhatsApp, box, box, box. Come on.
That means it's a pit stop.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's an F1. That's an F1 time.
Yeah.
Here's a lovely letter. This is a very positive letter to the amazing Chris Moyles team.
Oh.
I've listened to you for many years and you've always brought lots of joy and happiness into my life.
Yeah, you're right.
I believe in the power of a positive mindset.
Oh.
and I really want to help other people too. Perhaps they're experiencing difficult times and they can embrace positivity as well.
I'm experiencing difficult times.
But you are, okay.
Because I have to work with James Robinson.
That's very true.
And he smells of apple crumble.
Nice. This is from Gemma. I've set up a page on Instagram called High Vibe Life 365. Where I create content in order to help others feel happier. I haven't got that many followers yet. I wonder if you could give it a mention.
Oh, so not that many people.
I've enclosed some lovely knitted gifts for you. By way of saying thank you and hopefully putting a bit of a smile on your face. James?
Yes?
This is knitted for you.
Is that... It's red.
It's red. What could it be?
It's a strong strawberry.
Yeah. It's not nice.
I may be small, but make me powerful.
It's a little strawberry with his arms up.
Yeah. I make powerful jam for James to eat, it says.
That's good.
She made these.
I think so. Look.
That's cute.
Isn't that nice? This is for you, Chris.
What is it? A pig?
It's a weightlifting pig.
Excuse me?
Well, it's a pig.
Yeah.
Weightlifting.
What, is it meant to be me?
I don't think the pig thing is a criticism.
I'm happy with mine.
Embrace the challenge, Chris. Unleash your strength. Each rep brings you closer to your goals. And she's knitted me a weightlifting pig.
Yeah. It's good, though. It moves and everything.
So she thinks Chris is trying to sort himself out, get fit in the gym, lift weights. I know. I'll knit a pig.
Okay.
Lifting weights.
You think that's bad?
Is it slim?
I hope yours is a bald coot.
Dom... You may look like a potato with a big guitar, but you've got lots of talent.
Oh, she's knitted you a potato?
It's a knitted potato holding a guitar with sunglasses on.
Roman's rude.
That's nice, isn't it?
Nice
sunglasses, actually. And Captain's got one as well. You have an excellent beard, Captain. And it's a picture of... It's basically an egg. Just smiling.
Nice, isn't it? These.
Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you.
What's her Instagram?
So her Instagram, if you would like to go on, this is Gemma who sent this in. Thanks, Gemma, by the way. They're very nice. High Vibe Life.
High Vibe
Life.
Hold on.
365.
High.
H-I-G-H.
Life.
Yeah. High Vibe Life.
Yep.
365.
Oh, yeah. I've got it. She's got 61 followers.
Yeah. So she's after a few more.
Positive energy creates positive vibes. Yeah, it doesn't get your Instagram followers, though, does it, love? 61. I can open the window and scream into Leicester Square, more people, and half of those are homeless.
But that's the idea. She wants some more, you see.
Give them some positive vibes.
To spread some positive vibes.
Okay.
Good luck, Gemma, and thanks very much for the gifts.
Gemma, did you make these?
Well, she says she's enclosed some personalised...
They're good knitting.
Yeah, they are. If you have knitted them, I'd perhaps focus on that. And sell them. Or she may have got them from somewhere
else. She's got a quote here. Happiness is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions.
That's good.
Yeah, it was that good? Dalai Lama said that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. I'd like to meet him. Right, thank you, Gemma. Good luck. I've been sent a sample from a stone superstore that does paving. I haven't asked for it. It says, thank you very much indeed for inquiring about it. I didn't. It's a piece of Yosemite ash porcelain paving.
Oh.
If you want... So, what's that, James? How much is it a square metre?
Yes.
£29.90. That includes VAT, and delivery charges will be on top of that. Thank you very much. This is from Stone Superstore, who I didn't place an order with. And it literally is a piece of stone they've sent in. Yosemite ash.
Dom,
what's the name?
Dom,
the
I got sent a knitted pig in the gym.
Look at that.
I'd love a stone. By the way, High Vibe Life 365 with Gemma. We've doubled her followers.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah,
that'll make her positive and happy.
There you are.
Right, just one Cheers, quick Gemma. One. Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
I work for Abbott Lyon. Leon, L-Y-O-N.
Oh, yeah.
We make personalised jewellery for life's most meaningful moments.
Oh, God.
To help you remember the good times, perhaps when Pippa left. Well, not the good times that she left, but you know what I mean, remembering Pippa.
Keep digging.
They've sent us personalised jewellery that has Pippa's initials on that we can wear to remember her.
She's not dead.
Exactly right.
She's only working on the fourth floor.
She's literally upstairs.
Sure, her career is dead. She's at heart, but...
There's one for you, Chris.
I've used this company before.
Have you?
Which one?
This one.
How do you say it?
How have you used this company? You haven't bought jewellery.
I did. I bought Chelsea a necklace that said cheap a couple of years ago.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
And who says romance is dead?
Yeah. So there's a lot of packaging to get through. But it's... What a lovely idea. That's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, same one. Same font.
Is it? So I've got like a bracelet. What have you got, Chris?
A bracelet?
Yeah.
Which says Pippa on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, PT I've got in mine.
What?
PT as
in... Personal trainer. Paul Turner.
That's him.
Our voiceover guy.
I've got Pippa on a... I mean, I guess it's a bracelet.
Yeah. Isn't that lovely?
Well...
Thanks
like,
very much.
Yeah. I'm not going to wear it, am I?
Captain, you've got one as well. You've got a colourful... Made Mine Charm Bracelet, spelling out her name in charms. just to remember, Pippa isn't dead.
Yeah.
She's alive and well. She's literally working on the floor above us, but she has left the show. Thank you very much indeed. Jason and team at Abbott Jason. Lion, I think it's pronounced, or Leon.
Abbott Lion.
Thank Leon. You so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wear a bracelet with the name of another woman on it. That's gonna go down well at home, actually. I'll tell you what, I'll get one for Toby that just says Tiffany.
Yeah, exactly.
Toby can wear them.
Yes, he can wear them all at the same time. That concludes the letters. Thank you very much indeed. Gemma, thanks so much. Thank you for the bracelets and the people who sent me stone. You don't need to send any more because that's a lovely sample and all I need. Dom@radiox.co.uk is the email address. Or you can send stuff through the post to this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square, in London. And it's a longer version. London. WC2H, 7LA.
What?
That's WC2H, 7LA.
Beautiful. Thank you.
The Chris Moyle Show.
7:42.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
When you run a small business, cash flow isn't just important for lasting growth. It's crucial. And that's one reason Square's point of sale system is such a popular choice with businesses everywhere. Because Square gives you quick access to your takings so you can keep things moving. Join 4 million businesses worldwide at square.com. Square. Business in better shape.
Fees apply. Square Up Europe Limited is authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Electronic Money Regulations 2011. Registered reference number 900846.
It's 1976 and one band is about to break down, break up or break through. Stereophonic, the record-breaking play, is now on stage in London. Featuring original music by former Arcade Fire member Will Butler. Variety hails it as theatrical solid gold. Stereophonic at the Duke of York's Theatre. But now at stereophonicplay.co.uk.
Understanding what I'm investing in is key. That's why I use eToro. Powerful tools, useful insights. Everything I need to make confident decisions starts with AI analysis.
Wait, what?
AI analysis.
AI analysis?
Trade smarter with innovative features and expert insights. Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today. Not investment advice. eToro is a multi-asset investment platform. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
Gather round, Moonpigs. It's almost here. Let's get ready for Father's Day. So shine up your novelty stickers and show off Dad's favourite photos, handwritten messages and unique designs. Oh yes, the nation's dads are going to love you. For the UK's most personalised card this Father's Day, nothing beats a
Moonpig.com.
Use code DAD20 to get 20% off cards. To verify, see www.moonpig.com/personalised.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Global Player, the official Radio X app.
With podcasts like The Crisis Room.
Have you ever
wondered how the decisions that keep us all safe are really made?
Join me, Mark Urban, former Home Secretary Amber Rudd, and former CIA officer Mark Polymeropoulos,
as we unpick some of the major crises facing the world and what's at stake for our future.
The Crisis Room. Listen to the latest episodes now on Global Player.
The official Radio X app. Download it now for free. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Ring a ding dong. It's time for a song.
Radio X.
Oh my God, that was close. I was just, because I was on Instagram looking at the people, you know, that we were talking about.
Yes.
I was then just scrolling through Instagram during the ads, and then I was listening to some audio.
Right.
And I forgot I was on the air for about 4 seconds.
Right, okay.
So and looked up, and luckily that jingle was just playing. I'm just watching some absolute a-hole.
Oh.
Fatboy Slim's DJing somewhere, and a guy just jumps up onto the decks, actually walks across the equipment.
What? No way.
Yeah, and everything stops. And he's all pleased with himself. I'm like, what an idiot. And it's like really calm. And I'm like, where's the security?
Yeah.
Where's the whatever?
That's terrible.
But while we're on about Instagram, I've got to discuss something.
What?
Noel Edmonds has appeared on Instagram, right?
Right.
So I've started following him. Noel Edmonds. Now, I say this a lot about many people. He doesn't age.
No.
He doesn't age.
The only thing that changes is his beard. And it can be sort of up to his eyes sometimes and then trimmed back down again.
There's a TV show coming about him and his life. He moved out to New Zealand and opened... It's like a kind of like wellness-y retreat place or something.
Yeah.
Jeepers. He does not age. He is incredible shape. Do you know how old he is?
He must be in his 70s now. Early 70s?
I think he's 74. Right?
76.
It's his, honestly.
Wow.
And there's a video that he posted. Noel Edmonds' six-step health routine. Now, I've met Noel Edmonds. He's, and I had a fascinating conversation with him. I'm a huge fan.
Right.
I don't know him very well. We've literally met once and we swapped a few text messages, but this was a good few years ago and I've not heard from him since. But he basically talks about the things that he's really into. Now, he's a bit wacky and he's a bit out there.
Yeah, there's a few...
When he found out I had an iPhone, he's like, oh, you shouldn't be having one of those iPhones. It sends out bad energy. And I'm like that. Yeah, but the signal's good. What do you want me to do? So I keep your beard on.
He's made a few controversial comments, hasn't he, about...
Oh, yeah, but like years ago and stuff, right? So anyway, so he talks about exercise, which is fair, and tranquil power, right?
Ooh.
Whatever that is. Then he has this thing called... vibe or something. He does meditations. Oh, yeah, all lovely. But he also, in this video, you've got to watch it. He talks about nutrition. And then he has this structured water. I don't know what structured water is.
No. Where does he make that?
Pulsed electromagnetism or something.
Right.
Right? And he's got a little box, then he puts it on his chest, and apparently it wakes up all his cells, and everything's great.
Oh.
He looks like an absolute crank, right? Until you see what he looks like, and then you go, gee, has he worked it out? Has he worked out the key? What did he say? He's 76.
76. Yeah. He'll be 77 at the end of this year.
And then he says he has a hot shower every day and then a cold shower at the end of the day. And there's a shot of him outside wearing just a pair of like shorts, like trunks. And he's topless. He's 76 years old. It is incredible. I have never seen... he looks unbelievable.
Have you seen the picture of him in a white shirt hanging out in a vineyard?
Yes.
Look at that.
He's 76. He's old enough to be my dad, and I don't look anywhere near as good as that.
Look at his hair as well. It's so unfair. I lost my...
Oh, that's fine. That comes in a box.
Oh, does it?
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I don't think he wears a wig.
He doesn't.
Check him out on Instagram. He looks incredible. We need to get him on and talk to him. That's what we need to do. Right. 10 to 8 from Kaiser Chiefs.
Every day I love you less and less. It's clear to see that you've become obsessed. I got to get this message through the press. That every day I love you less and less. And every day I love you less and less. I got to get this feeling off my chest. You I needed sex. It makes me sick to think of you undressed. Since every day I love you less and less. And every day I love you less and less. You're turning into something I detest. And everybody says that you're a mess. Since every day I love you less and less.
Chiefs, every day I love you less and less. I'm going to see if we can get Noel Edmonds on the show.
Yes, let's put a bid in. Is he in New Zealand at the moment?
Is he in the UK? Well, he posted a video the other day. He was at the Isle of Man, I think. Isle of Man, okay. Watching the motorbikes fly around. But anyway, I'll come back to him after 8 o'clock, after we've closed the lines, because I don't want to accidentally give out the answer to today's qualifying question for the £25,000 box, which you, by the way, could be playing today if you so desired. It's your decision, Daniel.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Ben in Essex says, have you noticed that Noel Edmonds wears mismatched shoes? Yeah, well, yes, I have noticed this.
Oh, does he?
He's out there. He is absolutely out there, but there is zero denying the guy looks incredible. Incredible. Anyway, £25,000 locked in a box. All you got to do is name the Radio X artist. Get it right, and you open the box, you win £25,000. It could go today, it could go at any day, but you get £1,000 just for playing the game, even if you're wrong. Just for getting on the air, you get £1,000.
Whoa, winner.
I know, £1,000.
You're joking me.
No, £1,000.
Get in there, Chris.
Yeah,
come on.
£1,000.
Awesome.
Yeah, woo-hoo. Yeah. It's £1,000, James.
Yep, thank you.
Okay. And all you got to do is answer this qualifying question. Now, you've got 5 minutes from now, 5 minutes to get on the text, write the word box, and then the answer to this question. So it's got to be on a text, 83936 is the number. Start your text with the word box, and then the answer to this. Deal or No Deal is a TV game show which has what colour boxes? Deal or No Deal is a TV game show which has what colour boxes? You have to text the word box followed by your answer and send that text to 83936. If you do anything other than that, you will not qualify to play the game. You will not get your £1,000. Text the word box followed by the colour of those boxes. Send it to 83936. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock today. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. Full terms and conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. Today could be the day that you get on the air and win £1,000. And you could absolutely fluke it with a guess and win £25,000. Text the word box followed by your answer. 83936. You've got 3.5 minutes.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids.
Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
A frozen berry blast, please.
All right, love.
Do you know what I've done?
Now, what have you done?
You see Pete sleeping over there? I got the sun cream and I've only gone and drawn it on his back.
Love it.
Oh, but that's not Pete.
Isn't it?
Oh, very funny.
Avoid having the wrong kind of fun in the sun. At Specsavers, get 2-for-1, including sunglasses, from £70 with single vision lenses to the same prescription. Terms and conditions apply. See in store for details.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg.
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
What, today, Dom?
What?
Today?
Today.
Yeah, no.
We on now?
Are we on?
We're on now.
Okay, fine. Hopefully you text in to play today's £25,000 box game. But if you didn't...
Lines are now closed.
It's too late.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
£25,000 box game, day 7. We will play in about, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes, something like that. Next, anyway, after the news with Dominic Byrne, it's exactly 8 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, £14 billion of investment has been approved by the Chancellor to build the new Sizewell C nuclear plant in Suffolk. Rachel Reeves is due to confirm the funding later. Radio X's Fraser Knight has the details.
We're told that this investment will help to grow the economy, create thousands of new jobs, and secure clean, homegrown energy well into the future. But not everyone is happy. There's one campaign group, Stop Sizewell C, who reckon this could become another HS2. They claim it's guaranteed to be late and over budget, with no final cost for the project yet.
In other news this morning, another 2,000 National Guard troops and 700 Marines are being sent to control protests in Los Angeles. California's governor says he's planning to take legal action against the Trump administration, calling the move reckless. We've been told South American gangs dropping drugs into the sea are a rising threat to the UK. Figures we've seen suggest more than £200 million of cocaine was found last year after being dumped by cartels for British dealers to then pick up. And Eurostars unveiled plans.